2 Peter chapter 2. I'll be there in just a minute. I want to read some verses. Listen closely as you turn Acts 9:2. And desired him, speaking of Saul before he got saved, and desired him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. Acts 19:9. But when divers were hardened and believed not, but spake evil of that way. Acts 19:23. And the same time there arose no small stir about that way. Acts 24:14, excuse me. But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets. I've read several verses about that way. That way is what Jesus talked about in John. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That way in the book of Acts was something new. They had been used to the law. They had been used to the Old Testament system as they should have been. But the law pointed toward the Lord, pointed to the cross. And it became a phrase of stigma, that way. Those people. The word Christian was used first in a derogatory way. Those people that act like that Christ man, they're Christians. And many times even then, the way, that way, what we call the old time way, was evil spoken of, misunderstood, rejected. Even it says there in Acts 19:23, that there was no small stir. Something about this way. Something about this truth that man just cannot hook up with. Does not appreciate, doesn't desire. Avoids, but more than avoids, looks down on. And then in 2 Peter chapter 2, listen closely as I read. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, in Peter's day and ours also, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord, that maul them and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Now notice, and many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reasons of whom the way of truth be evil spoken of. I don't know your opinion. I think I have a guess. But I don't know your viewpoint about what we call the old time way. But my viewpoint is this. I'm for it. I am convinced it's the only hope that we have. On our website, I put the sentence or the statement. The church that believes that the old time way is the answer for the modern day. I still believe that. But we are in the minority. I want to ask you this morning this question, try and answer it. Is the old time way too old? Is the old time way something that's supposed to be in a rest home somewhere? Should it be something that we should have put aside a long time ago? Is the old time way too old? Most of the world and much of the church world believes that it is. If you gauge the answer to that question by numbers, you'd have to say yes. The old time way is a thing of the past. Should have been retired a long time ago. It's like an old man shuffling through a nursing home on his walker, drooling on himself, having to be fed, losing his direction and wondering, how do I get back to my room? The world and even the church world looks at the old time way in that fashion. It's a thing or should be discarded. Somehow just get rid of it. It's a thorn in our side. If you look at numbers, you would have to say they're right. Because the old time way by numbers is dwindling. Smaller and smaller crowds. Smaller and smaller churches. Fewer and fewer at camp meeting and revivals. If you look at numbers, and you look at numbers alone, you look at the church, the mega churches, those that are drawing the crowd, you'll not find the old time way there very often. There are a couple around, but not many. Most of them not only don't embrace the old time way, they don't even want to hear about it. The modern, the exciting, the bright and the brilliant and the new, they've taken the Word of God and the preaching behind the pulpit and made a teaching ministry. And even though there's nothing wrong with teaching, it should never replace good old-fashioned preaching. They've taken the preaching of the gospel and the old-time message and made drama teams. And, oh, listen, if you look at numbers, you'd have to say, maybe they're right. But could I just remind us before I go on? If you're just looking at numbers, go to the rock concert. There's a bunch of people go there. Go to Daytona today, and you'll find a bunch of people. But that doesn't mean that God has put His stamp on it. That doesn't mean that God is blessing it. And just because there's churches that are growing, and they've left the old time way behind, that doesn't mean that's God. That doesn't mean He's blessing it. Muslims are growing by leaps and bounds, and I promise you, that's not God's work. If you look at numbers, you'd have to say, yeah, it's an old-time thing. That old-time way, we need to get rid of that as quick as we can. If you look at excitement, if you're wanting a thrill, I say this sadly, if that's what you want, the excitement, and you don't know anything about the touch of God, if you're just looking for excitement, you better not go to the old-fashioned church. Because we don't try and pump you up. We don't try and make you feel good. In fact, you may leave feeling real bad. You may get to feeling real bad before you leave. I hope you leave happy in Jesus. Because if you need to, you get things right. But is the old time way too old? Should we discard it? Should we be evolving? Should we just compromise a little bit? Are we too strict? Are we from days of past and we need to get over it? If you look at excitement, you'd have to say yes. If you gauge what God's doing by excitement, you'd have to say, those rock and roll churches, they're a lot more exciting than us. Those that come in with all the lights and the excitement, boy, there's a lot more excitement there if you're just looking for excitement. But excitement and God's touch sometimes are two completely different things. If you're looking for acceptance, where the world opens their arms and welcomes you and makes you feel good, you better not go to the old-fashioned way. Because the world says, I don't want that. That bunch tells me what I'm supposed to do. That bunch tells me I'm a sinner. That bunch still believes the Bible. If you're looking for acceptance, the old-fashioned way is too old. But what is happening? What is happening in our world? What is happening in our churches? What is happening in the Bible Belt? What is happening in the Triad? Within 2 years, there's been 8 pastors, Thomasville, High Point, and Greensboro, that have resigned or got resigned in Baptist, old-fashioned Baptist churches. What does that mean? Hey, I'm talking about a space of less than a 15-mile circumference where 8 men have said, I resign. Or they got resigned. And they got rid of them. One of the world. You got to understand something. That is not the norm. That is a little unusual. Is God saying, I'm through with the old time way? Is God saying to us, little churches that still believe the old-fashioned way, hey, you're a thing of the past? Is that what that means? What is happening where it seems like so many of these churches that are old-timey seem to be getting smaller and smaller, making less of a footprint in the world, seem to be accomplishing less than ever before? Is God trying to say to us that old-time way? You need to discard that. You need to modernize your thinking. You need to get with it. Is that what God's saying? Well, that's what I'm going to try and answer in just a minute. Many would say yes, by the way. But that's what it says in 2 Peter. That this way of the truth, the truth, that means it's the right thing. It's the right thing. It's the true thing. Will be evil spoken of. Can I give you what I think is happening? Can I tell you what I believe is happening in the old-fashioned church movement? I believe first, it could be this. The Spirit is working. I just mentioned a second ago, 8 pastors that resigned. And it's quick for us to formulate our opinion. It's quick. It's easy for us to quickly diagnose what happened. But it may just be that God said, I'm done with you here. And I want you to sit right here until I'm ready for something else. I've got something else I want you to do. I don't know God's will for anybody. I struggle sometimes with God's will for me. And a lot of times when we think it's the devil or people's desires or the flesh, it's really God moving in the way He desires. It may just be that those churches stop listening to that man, to where God said, you won't listen to him, I'll move him. It may just be the Spirit is working. The Spirit is moving. And if He is, I rejoice. If He must shake us to wake us, I'm for it. If He must alarm us to show us what He wants, I'm for it. The Spirit may be working. That may be what's going on. Let me say number 2. Not only the Spirit is working, but maybe the serpent is watching. That old serpent called the devil, you do know he ain't in hell yet, don't you? If you think he is, I sure would like to find out your trick. If he ain't bothering you enough to where you know he's still alive and he's still well and he's still mad, I sure would like to find out how you came to that conclusion. We have an enemy, and he's watching what's going on in this world. Hey, and he knows this Bible better than we do. Now, he can't get spiritual discernment, no doubt about that. That comes from the Lord. But he can understand the facts of the Word of God. And he knows his time is running out. He has stepped up his work. Why is it getting worse? Why does the old time way seem to be having such a struggling time, a hard time, a difficult time? Why does it seem like so little is happening in the old time way circle? It may just be the devil has jumped right in the middle. He's watching. He knows he doesn't have much time, and he's unleashed everything he has in his arsenal. Do you understand with me? We are under attack. The enemy who is third in power in the universe is after you and after me, and he hates the old-time way. Why? Because it's the way of truth. It's the way that the Lord said, this way is me. This way is the cross. The way to heaven is this way. I don't blame the devil. I wouldn't like it either. I'd get mad too. I'd mess with you and me too if I was him. It may just be the serpent is watching and he wants to deceive. One of the biggest weapons Satan has is deception. Deceiving. Making us believe something that isn't true. That's what deception is. And I promise you something. I promise you this. I'm not picking on you, but I'm going to tell you the truth. There's some people, at least one, in this congregation right now who thinks they're saved, but you're deceived. You're wrong. I couldn't point to you. But I know the burden of my heart as I prepared this message. And I try my best to convince the Lord to give me a message about, let me preach a message about heaven. It's right there in my Bible. I really wanted to preach it. But I want to tell you something. Somebody needs to be warned. There is an enemy. And the Bible says he blinds the minds of people where they can't see the truth. And I want to tell you something. Don't take lightly your profession. Don't take lightly your assumption you're going to heaven, because the devil's desire is to deceive you long enough to make sure you go to hell. He deceives lost people, but listen, he deceives saved people. The worst thing that could happen in the devil's plan this morning is for God to open our eyes about ourselves. Where we would see ourselves as we really are. You want to know what's going on in the old time way? The devil's watching and the devil's working. And he's doing his best to keep us blind to our true condition. Blind to how we really are. Unaware that it's me. It's me that needs to get some things right. The devil's watching. The serpent's working. And he's trying to deceive. And he's doing a good job. He wants to deceive. That's one of his greatest weapons. That's why God said to his people in Deuteronomy 11:16, listen to this. This is what God said to his people. Take heed to yourselves that your heart be not deceived. He said, take heed. Watch. Examine closely. Make sure. He said, take heed to yourselves, my people. The devil would love to deceive those who are saved to thinking, everything's all right with me. I'm okay. And we miss what we really are. The serpent is watching. He wants to deceive. He wants to discourage. I'm asking this morning, what about the old time way? Did we need just to retire them? We just need to give him a walker. Just say, go to the nursing home, old fella. You just shuffle to your room and try and make it get the nurse to help you. You're just so old and so worn out. You used to be pretty good, but boy, you're old-fashioned now. You just need some replacement. We're just going to retire you. If we look around, the answer to that question may be yes. But we need to realize we're in the middle of a battle. The serpent is watching and he's trying to deceive, but he's trying to discourage. Got a question? You have any trouble about getting discouraged in these days? Huh? Where do you think that comes from? Where in the world does that come from? It doesn't come from God. It doesn't come from the Holy Spirit. It comes from the devil. And he knows if I can get them down, if I can get them discouraged, I've got them. They'll be no good for God. It isn't the old time way that needs to be replaced. We need to wake up and see what the devil's doing. He tries to deceive. He tries to discourage. He tries to deaden. His worst fear is that God might just move this morning in this service. I appreciate the movement we sensed. His worst fear, the devil's worst fear, is that God might come to your house and touch your heart and fill you with joy and touch your heart with a burden for the things of God. And he's doing all he can. He's watching. He's watching. And there's ever any fire that even springs up just a little bit, he's quick to stomp it out. Because he knows what the old-time way can do. He believes in it more than we do. He just hates it, and we ought to love it. What's going on in our world? What's going on in our church world? It may be the Spirit is working. It may be the serpent is watching. It may be this. The sinner is wicked. If you've been saved long, you'll have to recognize something's happening out there. The world we're living in today is not the same world of 10 years ago or 20 years ago or certainly not 30 years ago. Wickedness, ungodliness has exploded. And the bad thing about it is this. If anybody dares say anything about it, if anybody ever dares say it's wrong, more they attack you. You have no right to tell me what I'm supposed to do. That's that old fogey religion. That's that old time mess. We're modern now. You have no right to tell me how to live my life. I agree, I don't, but God does. But it just may be one of the reasons why the church is having so much difficulty affecting the world. It's because the world's got so much more hardened, so much more ungodly, so much more wicked. I promise you something. Talk to old-time preachers. Talk to James Grant several years ago. He said, it was nothing. I used to preach a revival. He said, I preach the same messages then that I preach now is what he said. He said, it was nothing for 50, 60 people to get saved in 1 week of revival. Oliver Green went to Lynchburg, Virginia, and 1 week, 1,000 people got saved. You know what? I believe those numbers. I believe most of them really got saved. Now you see one saved every once in a while. And part of the reason may be, and I believe part of the reason is, because the world's gotten so hard. And what has happened to make them that way? I believe one of the reasons is this. God has just backed off. And he said, you want your sin? I'll let you have it. Romans 1, it says he gave them over. He said, you won't listen to me. I'll let you live as you please. I'll back off. You want to know one of the worst things about the Great Tribulation period? It will be that the Holy Spirit draws back. Now, he'll come and convict like he did in the Old Testament. But the Holy Spirit, whatever he's doing now to hold back the wickedness, that'll be withdrawn. And this world will explode with ungodliness. It would be worse now had he not been holding things back. But I believe gradually he's been stepping back little by little, and this world is doing what they please. And God's letting them live the way they want to. And the church is here. The old time way is here. Telling the truth. Shouting the truth. Preaching the truth. And the world says, I don't want that. I don't need that. It may just be that sinners are wicked. And that's what's going on. Should we just retire the old time way? Yeah, are we old folkies? Have we missed it? Should we just evolve? Should we let the attitude of the day's church move in our thoughts in this church? I'll tell you what I think is going on. It may be the Spirit is working, the serpent is watching, the sinner is wicked, the servant is weary. And there are some of God's folk who have served the Lord. And they've served the Lord with all their heart. But they've grown weary. Sunday school teacher prays and studies all week and stands before the class. And it seems like they're not even listening. You don't do that for long without it finally wearing you down. Singers sing. Seem like nobody's getting it. Nobody's paying attention. You don't do that for long without it wearing you out. Preachers preach to people who are unmoved, calloused and hard. You don't do that, but for so long it finally starts wearing on you. And I believe one of the reasons we're seeing as little in the old time way as we are is because of some of God's people who have given their all and seen very little harvest. And they're just tired. They're just weary. They're just tired. Hey, try being a pastor for a while. I wouldn't trade it for the world. I wouldn't. I love it. But I want to tell you something. It wears you out. It wears you out. When you try and try, and it's like beating your head against the wall. Boy, I've told you this before. I just need to hear me tell it again. When I went to school, they was telling us all the tricks. Now, they didn't call it that, but that's what it was. All the tricks to make your church grow and get people involved and make people excited. And I'd leave school for a weekend, come back home, get around two or three pastors in this area, and they'd be sitting there talking to each other, and they'd say, I don't know what in the world to do to get our people motivated. I don't know what in the world to do to get my church to grow. I don't know what in the world to do to get people to go and visit. And I thought, you wait until I got out of school. I'll show you. And then I got out of school. And I found out them old fellas knew what they was talking about. But I want to tell you something. It wears on you. Because you know what a pastor is? It's not a job. It's what we are. You know what a preacher is? It's not an occupation. It's what he is. It's what he is. It's what he lives. It's what he breathes. And when it seems like it's not happening like he would hope it would, it's easy to get weary. Same's true of any service. You try and tell lost people, you pray about your loved ones, and it seems like they don't hear, they don't care. It gets tiresome. It gets wearisome. And I believe one of the things that's happening in the old time way is we're just getting worn out. The servant is weary. and tired. And many give up, and many quit, and many want to. What's going on in this day? What's going on in the old time way? Well, maybe the Spirit is working. It's really Him doing what He wants to do. He's trying to show us His will is most important. It may be the serpent is watching, the devil's watching, and he's attacking. The sinner is wicked, the world is worse than ever. The servant is weary. Those who have served the Lord have just gotten exhausted. It may be this. The saint is worldly. Now that may seem like a contradiction. Because saint, you think of godliness, and worldly, you think ungodly. But if we're saved, positionally, we are saints. But I'm afraid in the old time way, not out there in them rock and roll churches, not out there where they look just like the world. You can't, honestly, you couldn't tell if it's a rock concert or a church except for a word. Every once in a while, you can kind of pick up. I'm talking in the old time churches, the old time way. It may be that the saints have gotten worldly. Saint means we're supposed to be godly. But I wonder if we are. Worldly means this. A lost person can't be worldly. They are of the world. Only saved people can be worldly if they are. And a worldly person is a saint who says they're saved, but they're sinful. Wonder what you'd do if I told you I prayed about you or prayed for you this week and God showed me something. Now, I'll tell you what to do with praying for you. When I come to your spot on the pew or your name in my mind, I pause and let God direct me in how to pray for you. What have I told you this last week? God showed me something about you. He told me what you said. He let me know what you did. Would that bother you? Now, if it really did happen, and He really did, would it bother you that I knew? That thing you said that you shouldn't have, that thing you did that you shouldn't have? Would it bother you if I knew? Well, I got a question. If it embarrasses you, if I find out, shouldn't it embarrass us because He does know? A worldly Christian is a person who is saved, but they've got sin in their life. And I'll promise you, I love Baptist churches. I am independent, fundamental Baptist. And I consider us old time, and I want to be that way forever. But in the fundamental, independent, old time way Baptist, things are going on that makes God blush. And folks, I want to tell you something. We can't expect His touch when those things are in the body of Christ. It may be that the saints are worldly. And a worldly saint is a saint who is saved, but a person who is sinful or a person who is selfish. I know we just will be honest. Most of us live pretty much how we please. The average Baptist who's really saved lived their week with very little attention about what God wants. Very little concern about, am I pleasing Him completely today? Most saved people live in such a selfish manner. We just do what we want to do. And friend, I want to tell you something. Old time way or not, right way or not, God can't bless that. God can't bless us. If I live as I please, how can I expect God to bless me? If I'm living a selfish life to where really, listen, what I want to have, by the way, God didn't make me to please me. God didn't create me and save me that I might have my way. He created me and saved me that He might have His way. And I want to tell you, the old time way is still fine. The old time way is still right. But we who are in the old time way, I'm not so sure of. A worldly saint is a person who is saved but sinful, saved but selfish. You know what's wrong with our country? Generally speaking, most of our country wants things given to them easily and quickly. It's what's destroying our country. It's destroying our country. And if something doesn't change, America will go down. And that's true of our country. It's also true of our churches. People want to be blessed, want to be made happy, want God to give us everything good, but don't expect anything from me. Let me live as I please, but bless me when I come to church Sunday. Don't expect me to pray. Don't expect me to fast. Don't expect me to obey you, but bless me when I come to church Sunday. And if I come to church and I don't get blessed, what's wrong with the church? You know what that is? Worldliness. Worldliness means a saved person who lives selfish. Worldliness means a saved person who is saved but is stubborn. Many people inside the old time way, well, they would admit it, and they may not even be aware of it, but their attitude is this: I'm not changing no matter what. I want to tell you something. Some of the greatest preachers in this country have stepped in this pulpit in our revivals. Some of the greatest preachers that have ever been on earth have preached at the High Point Camp Meeting. You know what I see with so many people? Don't expect me to change. Don't expect me to listen. Don't expect me to apply that to my life. I want to tell you something. There's not a thing in the world wrong with the old-time way, but there's plenty wrong with a person, a saved person, who's so stubborn that they refuse to receive the Word of God. What a lot of times we'll do is, boy, that preacher was mad today. That preacher was bad again today. It may just be that God's trying to speak to us. A lot of people stay in God's woodshed. They don't even realize why they're so miserable. It may be because the saint is worldly. A worldly saint is a person who's saved but is satisfied. Leave me alone like I am. I promise you, hey, I've studied this message. You know who it came to first? Me. And you know what I wanted? Lord, leave me alone. Don't expect me to do different. That's our flesh. And that's the worst thing that could happen. Satisfied people. I have a question that may make you mad. Brother Buster Mullins came and preached three of the greatest messages I've ever heard on prayer. God stopped it. I believe that. Now listen, God could have changed the circumstances that took Brother Buster home. He could have let that man live a little longer. He could have kept that lady, well, just a little bit longer where he didn't have to go home. Could it be that we didn't hear what God was saying? And God said, going home, Buster. Brother Tony Finney came and preached one night. Wonderful service. But I want to ask you something. Did you even come, number one? But if you came, did you respond to what God said? Could it just be that God said, I'll speak to you, but if you don't listen, I'll stop speaking? We cannot keep stuffing God in the trunk of our lives and expect His blessings to continue. We cannot keep on ignoring God and expect Him to move and speak. We need to realize it may just be the old time way is fine, but it's us. It's us. He said it's the way of truth. He said it's the way that'll be despised the longer it goes. We're seeing that. I just want to ask you a question. Are you walking with Him? Are you submitted to Him? I'll just be honest. I'm being mean anyway. I just will be honest. We ought to be surprised that God blesses us as much as He does the way we treat Him. Let me close. I know you're glad I am too. What's going on? What is going on in the old time way movement? It may be the Spirit is working, the servant is watching, the sinner is wicked, the servant is weary, the saint is worldly. It may be that the Savior is waiting. That the Lord, could I use a picture you'll understand, is sitting in heaven waiting for somebody who will say, "Lord, I want You to use me. Lord, I'm tired of things the way they are. Lord, I've resisted You too long. I've ignored You too long." Maybe He's just waiting for somebody who's lost to say, "I'm lost. I'm going to hell," or He can save you. He's waiting on somebody who will realize it's not the old time way yet. Oh, it's not the old time way. It's not on a walker somewhere. It's not too old. The old time way is still what works in this day. But it's us. It's us. It's us who are in the old time way. And I believe He's just waiting for somebody who will say, "Lord, I'll listen to You. I want to be all I can be until You call me home." For a moment, be honest with yourself. Are you saved? Do you know it? If you are, honestly, 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 do you live for Him or do you live for self? How much of your life is devoted to His will and His work? Are you living for something else? Other things mean more to you? Don't expect God's blessing. Don't expect His best. It just ain't going to happen. But I'm convinced the old time way still works. If we'll say, "Lord, here am I," let's stand together. I mean, if you'll come, I realize it's been a difficult message to listen to. But I think I preached what the Lord said to preach. Which means I believe the Lord said what He wanted to us. What did He say to you? What's your part? You are a part of this world. You are a part of the system that we call the old time way if you are saved and you believe it. Father, please speak to hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. This altar is open. Please mind the Lord. I hope there's no one here this morning that's going to do it again. Going to just stuff God in your trunk. He's going to try and speak to you and you're going to try and shut Him. I hope you don't do it.